right side of Emmett, the Sarah's in the round zone. Which, if you look here carefully, it's bound, although they all spell it out to Favis, bound in state guard state, then it's a beer hot draw. Play with too much what's happening, but you can't figure it out if you don't not attuned to it. Rod lost an egg. Have a quote lost in the Rambam Shemitzorish. Allah ha haragel haina the Pesach Shebeino Levein Beit HaMedrash. Ayin Shah. That's true. We already did refer to the case of Beit HaMedrash, but neither the Gra nor the Beit HaMedrash explained Arichas what it's all about. I didn't figure it out on my own until I saw it quoted in the paper of Chaim Kanievsky. There he spells it out a little bit more, what it means. And once I saw that, I realized that's the correct shah. In Sif Mem Gimel, the shah is as follows. The shah is that a base manager we will see in our future theorem, it's not the cloud poshut, but the chayiv and the mezuzah. We'll see later, a shul could be potter, a base manager could be potter. Okay, I'm going to thing over here is as follows. If you're talking about two rooms, a living room and a dining room, you don't need rogel. As you said in the other halacha, you don't need enough. The other one, you don't need rogel. As long as they go through sometime, good enough. My base of madrash, is like this. Which way are you going? Are you going into your house? Are you going into the base of madrash? What's the normal thing to do? Yes, look, if you read the Lashon and the Rambam, now it fits in beautifully. Pesach Shabbat Beis HaMedrash Shabbat Beis HaKnesset Uveso Im Rog Yilot V'Lava V'Oso HaPesach Chayim V'Mezuzah. So the Chayim explains that, what do you mean? Going which way? What way? So it depends, he says, if the normal thing is to go into your house, the chayiv and the mezuzah could go into the house. But if you would be normally going into the Beis Medrash or the Beis HaKnesset, you would be potter. Now, it's not explicit in the earlier Mefarshim, but if this shot is correct, it solves our problem. If it's correct. Not the Rambam is just not completely clear as to what he means, but again I repeat, if this chart is correct, that solves the problem.
Okay, they're not speaking in Rambam.
Halacha what? Halacha Yudistam. Bias Yeso Pesachim Harvey Afapish and the Rogel Lutz 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 I understand that. But the point of Halacha Yud is you have a house, you have a street, and there are five doors going from the street to the house. So you usually use one of them, so you have to put the door five.
There's no reason to have a special
house. They can't be. Should I have two? No, but normally it's clear the person goes from the street into the house. That's plus, you don't have an house. Normal, right? You go from the street into the house, that's the normal way to go. But over here, when you have a house with a base medrash or a house with a base knesset, I could easily envision a situation in which a person normally goes, when he comes from the street, his way as he goes into their house, and then from the house he goes into the base medrash, and into the base medrash. He'd be potter! Because in a local vault, you have a potkin, but the knesset, but the medrash is a kodesh, and no base zero, so it's potter. So that's what he said. Right. That's what the Gra does.
Within
the Gra is lying in the spirit of the Makkah.
Yes,
okay. At the end of this year, we're trying to enter the Rambam. So this answers the Rambam Shita. Perhaps. Take a look at these and Sif Mem Gimel in the Parsha to do it. Okay. Rabotai, the topic for today is right. What is right? So the Gemara on Aflamadala Manala starts off with the following line, which is the pitch note to the subject. The Gemara says, Haipitzka da karna chayev mezuzah. What does that mean? So, Chosim Ahobos Rashi and the Rosh, what the words mean, we'll have to discuss the Tarichos, but after we finish the first sugya of what is right. Rashi explains that this Pitzka da karna means the Karen David shall bite. There's an opening with Pitzka da karna somewhere in the corner of the house. And the Gemara has the kasha, I will let say Pitzimin. Mezuzah Sala Roshek Salim. That's the key line. What's Roshek Salim? How do you try the Roshek Salim? The edges of walls. Is that what it said to the translation? The edges of walls. Okay, I like that translation. Mar says. Ade Pitzimin. What do you mean? Kaloma. Elu Roshek Salim. Hey, Pitzimin. So they're not made the same ichud for the purpose of tzimin. They're still the edges of walls. They count as doorposts, and if you're chayev in mizuzah, that's Shitas Rashi. However, the Rosh and Simin Yud Daled seems to disagree. And the Chazanish has great problems with this Rosh. We're just going to make reference to it now, and maybe come back to it later. The Rosh says, the fourth line of the second column says, "Kuf Gezayin, Pitzka Da'akana Gagon, Shapetzach Mimale Kol Mizrach." The whole east side is completely open. Umagia Mitzaf on the Dora. I will let the Pitzimit is Mamish, nothing there. El Kosei Abayis Shul Sof Vidora. All you have is the wall on the north and the wall on the south. Adi Pitzimit. Behem et Apal Pishay Nirin Kipzimit. El Kosei Abayis Shul Rishok In Asha. Mikol Mokom Pitzimit. Amazing. The wall is going in the north and south. And yet it's considered to be a doorpost for the opening on the east. Achidus Godol Lechazish doesn't like it much. But that seems to be what the Rosh is saying. As opposed to Rashi, that has the east side itself partially enclosed at the edges of the wall, and those edges constitute the doorpost. So one of his questions from the Sugya of Aksandra, Chazanish, and he has many other discussions, part of the discussion which we'll postpone until later. I want to first talk about right. Because the Gemara has like this. A story of a certain principle, Avel of Sim Echad, this is Mola, and he made a mezuzah. Only command can be Meir. Hey, Badi Amar Meir, me and me. Miss Mol, the Amar. What's this? The Tanya. Beiska be Oska. Mina Yamina to Omer. Mina Yamina, Oena Lemon, a small tower. Beiska, my Talmuda. There be Oska. Mina Yamin. The Chi Oker, Inish Kare, the Yamina Oker. You walk out with your right foot first. He's the right side. What's up, Meir? So, end of the narrow line, it says, Baishin of Semechot of Meir Mechayev and Mezuzah Chol and Poche, an old Russia. And the Gemara says, when did Meir Mechayev, when? So the right side. The left side, even Meir Gleesh, you put the, at the Gemara. So Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Lalocha, Ayuchayev and Mezuzah of Zophos, only on the right side. But only on the left side, you certainly put. Rashi explains, Derek Biyoska, what a little Yudalit is, Libya, what a little Yudalit. So, you see this from here, that the door, which is meant exclusively for going out, is Potter Min HaMezuzah. It's Potter Min HaMezuzah. So, they draw a picture, I saw this beautiful picture book. Ah, they're so artistic here. This is Shari. They haven't seen this, you know, you go to a... And they exist in a certain subway station still, they have in a certain place, you have to pay to get in. They want to give you a place to get out, but no one should watch. The others should be able to sneak in. So you have the picture there, there's kind of a gate. It goes around, you can only go out, you can't get in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the example he could think of, where you can only go out, you can't go in. Talk to him in Amazuzah. You got a Ganachayot. and somebody in there is a girl, and they have the people who are going out, or some other music park, they have to pay, they have some kind of a way, you would be punk, because it's only the Yetzia, and therefore you're punk. Okay, that's a very interesting situation. Not as common as what I have in mind. I've found many doors like this. A door which is, we mentioned yesterday, an emergency door. Don't open a long sound. But there are many doors which are different. You don't want anyone to come in, but you want them to go out, and you hope that when they go out, no one else is going to sneak in. There are many doors. Like, I don't know if you, some shuls have doors that way. Not a public place that goes away. That's right, the side of the main building. These days, hey, which way is it going there? Probably going in from Friedrich Yard. But it was saying now, the Chaira, it should only go to go out. Because it only is meant to exit only. No one's supposed to go in that way. Hold the door. Yeah, it's not illegal to go in that door. I mean, they don't stop you. The guard doesn't chop you down if he sees you go in that door, I don't think. Oh, they give you a hard time. If he's there, really? If he's there and he sees a guy with a clear issue with ID, it's still more than a minute. Mamash, how did they come? Unbelievable. Yeah, it's a hospital sometimes. You know, they don't want people going, you know, for security reasons. But it's not how did they come if they put the emergency, that they let you out, but they're only in. So, the Chara, the word saying now, she possibly doesn't got. No, it's the Yuchad Liyatzia. It's not the Yuchad Liyatzia. It should be completely part of the Mezuzah. So the Mezuzah exists on the right side, but nope, it doesn't hurt. But we're saying now it should be completely part of the Mezuzah.
On the left.
Huh?
On the left
going out? On the right going in. Okay, that's from the Friedrich Yarn. Because it used to be when I was growing up, before IDs and before security and before anything, you used to walk in LA all the time. So, let's go back to what we said before from the Gemara. Once is a chiyuv. Maybe it's part of here too. It used to be the Friedrich Yaren before this business. We used to walk in there all the time. No one stopped us from walking in. So that was on the right side. But now it's changed. Now it's changed to a, I don't know, maybe. It's an interesting question. It used to be a Knesset, but now it's a Yetzir. So we can see his partner. Do we say the same principle? Is the door still there? And they can make a decision tomorrow that we want to go play back in that way? Remember what happened last year before the Chag HaSmicha? They were patching, making up the Zohar, the Gazach, and all kinds of things there. And so they closed up the front door. Everybody walked through that door, remember? No, they had to go to 186. You remember that? Here it is. No. By the way, for those who know the YU building, the Chorus standing exists on I-87th Street. The three doors there have a collapsed office. You don't go in there, you go out that way. Right? The pastor said, I don't know if you try going that way. I mean, the door's locked, but someone walks out and they can sneak in. So the Chorus should be part of there too. Probably, they're probably going in because they used to walk in that way also, I'm sure. Even before my time. Right? In my time already, you couldn't walk in there. 187 was not exactly friendly territory for the last 35 years. But I'm sure 50 years ago, when was the building built? 70 years ago, I think. That's right, the building is 70 years old. Wow. Wow, 70 years is a Cooper's time. 70 years. So I can't believe that they locked people out then. Maybe. I think there was some historian that somebody who remembers from 70 years ago. Not to the people who can give aid for that period of time. Yes?
You were saying
It used to be Rogil and became un-Rogil, right? Or it used to be Rogil and now it became closed up, but now it's not low part of Tzima. So I really say, what I suggested before, that low gara. It became a Miyuchel Yetzia. It should be no less chomer than it was the other case we just mentioned. Perhaps you're right. So that thing was made for Rishi. Yeah, let's leave out why. Let's leave ourselves out for a minute. Yeah, cases where they were made from the very beginning. Like even in hospitals. You know, the hospitals, you're too young to remember. You used to be able to walk in any door, walk out any door, before all the security and everything. It's the whole new world. And then they close it up. You can only walk out, you know, and they say, please don't let anyone else in, they say sometimes. So they say the emergency alarm will ring, if it's true or not, just try to discourage you from leaving that way. But nothing now. People building houses in the end of the 20th century when there's age of security. So from day one, it's built there for the fire relations to go out. And from the beginning, you're not going to go. No one's going to be allowed to go in. So in that case, it'll be put. Okay, in that case, it might be will be different. Okay, fine. Fine. What happens if the house is inhabited by a lefty, left-footed? Are they lefties in this room? You walk out with your left foot first? You walk with your right foot first? What do you think? How about you? What's wrong? See, the problem is you can't ask someone in advance. People don't know what foot they do things with. Police have got a whole problem with this. If the average right-handed, if he wears it with his right foot, you have to get someone when he's not looking and when he's not thinking, you know, instinctively, what are you doing first? Anyway, so the whole discussion. The Mordecai is in the top Kuf Samech Beis. Let's take a look there. It's an interesting discussion. What's an interesting discussion in the Mordecai? The whole thing is interesting. The whole paragraph is so interesting. Over here, Marami Rosenberg. Look what he says, amazing. Muftachani. At the end of that page, cut. The call bias and tikkun kill chosin the mitzvot ain't shum madik yochol lishlato. Or the bias shalom is called the esther of the arba mezuzin.
What they live in that pillay poem?
You live in Lark?
Well, where do they
live? Those in Rosenberg. I don't understand. 24 mezuzin. The Beit HaMedrash, the Beit HaKorev, the Pesach HaBayis, the Shara Chotzer, the Sosha Zerab, the Pesach HaBayis, the Pesach HaChotzer, the Liyas, the Mekurim, Shani Ochel, the Kayin, the Lechol HaChadam, the Bachurim. That's the answer. And Yeshiva is out.
The dog. The Bachurim stay there. The Shalom Meir Brabarach. And the dog.
So now it's not the Chotzer 24 minutes. The Vada. Okay, that's just interesting. Next page. The Gemara has like this, the Mordechai has. The aim of the doctor, the third line. The Muhita Baraglo, Baraglo the small Oka Bereshi, Yosin and Mezuzah, there are small beyond. So we have the Atzilin. Hey, the Shani Mezuzah, the Havi, the Shima, call B'nai Abayin. Masha'enke, the Tzilin, the Havi, and Leil, the Chudei. Well, this obviously leads us all to a very interesting question, which I'm sure you can all think of on your own. What's that? All lefties. A person lives in his own apartment. He's a lefty. Finished. Left-handed, left-footed, left everything. Bats right, hits right, throws right, kicks right. Honey, left. Bats left, throws left, kicks left. Every left. So what does he do? Yeah? No, I think what he means is that you don't necessarily follow the petitions in for other reasons. You don't follow the balabas. A balabas signed the lease. Mr. Cohen signed the lease on a house. He rents the house, he buys the house. And in the old days, it was Mr. Cohen's name. Now it's horrendous for taxes, with marriages, with house things. The whole world is different. But in the old years, Mr. Cohen bought a house. Sorry. And into that house, moves in, a whole family, and the wife, has three sons. And they all live in the house. And Mr. Cohen is a lefty. But Mrs. Cohen and the three children follow Mrs. Cohen, they're all righties. Wait, one follows Mr. Cohen. Yeah, 3-2. So the majority are righties. So the Mordechai is saying, you need to speak for everybody.
Why
aren't they going to be
suspected?
No. What he's saying is that... against lefties here. We love them all. We love every lefty, and no one should chas v'shalom view this as being anti-lefty and chas v'chalila. What we're saying is that in determining which way is right, which way is left. So if the majority of the people walk into the room with their right foot first, and the minority walk with their left foot first, so presumably you follow the majority. And you disregard the fact that the person who owns the house and who's trying to leave happens to be a lefty. That's what I think that the Mordechai is saying. Yes?
The majority of people live in the house, or the majority of people
work
in the house?
That's another good question. Let's assume the idea of Shmira implies that people who live in the house have a vote. You have to vote, you have to live in the house, you have to register. You know, I live in this house. So take a look in Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Simon Reish. Reish Pei Tetziv Beis. You get the impression, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, because it's spelled out that if the people, it's only lefties, only lefties live in that house. So one person lives in the house. Only one person lives there. He's a lefty. So you get the impression, you put on the left side, the Shachas agrees. Shachas can cut names in here, do I didn't even echo Levato Dover by to Eter, or the Kovnei Agayat Yitrim. Wow, Dominic Jean, husband and wife are both lefties, and they married, they have three kids, and they're all lefties, down the line. That's the shot makes no difference. Still have to put on the right side. He Vegas mash for a little bit, not that way. Interesting, fascinating. Once on the topic of Rabbi Akiva Eger, I want to move to another Rabbi Akiva Eger, which is going to lead us into our right-left discussion. That's the famous, world-famous Rabbi Akiva Eger, in Simon Reish Pei Vav, Sif Yud Gimel. We know the Gemara tells us, in the Sefer Sukkah, I assume many of you learned Sukkah this year, has a bit of Dalet al Dalet. Less than Dalet al Dalet, plus the number of Zuzah. So in that sin is called in the Shavonarach, in Simon Reish Pei Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, Rabbi Akiva Eger has the following note. Dahainu mitzarat muso potter mezuzah. Aval becheder shlefnim mecheder. Sheyotze mecheder akadu lecheder akadu. Something. Ha-pesach ahu chaye b'mezuzah. Listen carefully. Mitzad ha-godol sheyotze mimenu derech pesach zu lecheder akadu. V'yedido cheder akadu ka-avir. It's an end corner of the Kimega. What did he say? They're fighting until this day. What did he say? Well, you know, he said something. If you have a big room, and there's a small room, which is less than down, 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 off to the side, and the small room and the big room are adjacent, there's a door in between, and just chayav in the mezuzah. Is there any achidish? I would have said, you put them in the mezuzah. But what's a little bit unclear in Rabbi Akiva Eger is what? Is what? What? I don't hear you. Which side? What did he say? You heard it? What did he say? What? What? So therefore what? Going into the little one or going into the big one? So Yaakov says, Pashup Shad, I always learned my whole life, that is the famous Rabbi Akiva Eger. He had to put the door from the small room, which is less than down, that was just Pashup, and Pashup like the street, into the big room, which is kind of a Pashup. I saw a whole bunch of people say Rabbi Akiva didn't mean that. He went the other direction. I even found a steer of the car in the Pashup of Durim in Eil Bay, and which way, where Rabbi Akiva Eger meant. When I didn't realize that, I have to beg Mechila. I didn't put this on the Ma'amakom, so I didn't realize at the time. Is this already a Shulti Gibor? Please open up the Vav and the Vav and stop me a rip. See? Stop me a rip. Just cutting veins. And the Shulti Gibor talks about this very same case, Bechara. So We'll get the Eker Tzir soon. The Sada Bayez HaGodol. Say, Eker Tzir, the Sada Bayez HaKotten. Chai v'mezuzah. Shepizko shal Godolu nefsha. For Eker Bayez HaPasur, which is Rav Molagina. Shu chai v'mezuzah. A filu of the Eker Tzir HaKot. He put it going in. Now, this is even more clear, the Chaira. Like what we consider Rabbi Kivega. We're going from the small room into the big room. But as Mefurish, she'll think, although there's somewhat a question even here differently. The parash that says this chiddush of Rabbi Kivega states on the Shulte Hagibor. Fine. I saw in the Sefer Pizkei She'orim. Not so excited about this dish. He writes over here. One place, one second. Wait a minute. Race Yud Bein. Oh, Race Yud Bein is in the Simon Race Paper. Pesach ha'osir l'tzir b'l'vad v'nechnosin v'olom ha'labayit potter v'mezuzah. Quote, Chaim Kanievsky, quote to Rashi we just had, v'diyah v'lo l'tzir. V'yesh mishem mashem b'dvar v'shachayim v'tzir gamke. Who says? Mashmos tzafra v'kivege yoredeya t'mir Race Paper v'tzir v'givim. Bala v'kasha. Bala v'kasha. How can you say that you're chayef to... I'll give it a classic example which is given as a walk-in closet. A big walk-in, you walk your whole body and you can walk in another, it's a big closet, but it's big, you can, it's not quite dollar out dollar. We'll see later, it's possibly dollar out dollar, not, it's not Kedela Rabea. Fine. So he's assuming in the safer that since the walk-in closet has no other way of out, the only way out is into the bedroom. So he's saying that you go in from the house, from the main door up the street, into the house, into the living room, into the hallway, into the bedroom, into the closet. Then you go out from the closet, into the bedroom, into the hallway, into the living room, into the street. He wants to know how can Rabbi Kivega say you put a mezuzah from where to where? From the walk-in closet to the bedroom. It's a chitziyah. And we require only derech via, not derech chitziyah. This is a chitziyah mashmos. Rabbi Kivega is against Rashi. And when you go against Rashi, you usually lose. That's the underlying theme. You don't often win if you go against Rashi. There's an effect of casting against Rabbi Kivega. That's what the Chaim Kanievsky said. It's impossible for Rabbi Kivega to mean that. Can't be. You must mean the other way around. The way with the Shulte Gibora. This is, let's see. He quotes the Chazon Ish. This is in the Parsha Sedura, Sif Mem Beis, claim that the Chazon Ish and Simon Kuf Samachet of Cotton Beis read Rabbi Kivega the other way around. Listen carefully. He named it Lashon Rabbi Kivega, Mashmak Tash, and even Derech Yimid B'Tziyos, and Rebayet V'Cheder Kot. Again? Which way? The Nitin Derech Yimid B'Tziyos, and Rebayet V'Cheder Kot. What does that mean? You go, what? Huh? From the bedroom into the walk-in closet, that's what he's saying? That's called the Yitzhia? That's called the Yitzhia? How do you define these things? Now I realize, looking again, that Reb Chaim is saying what I thought was the emphasis. I think I read it back as my mistake before. The answer is follows. This is the answer to my original question. That you don't say Yitzhia and Bia are defined by the streets. like to say we don't put the Torah on the fountain, but some of the street.
We don't depend on the street. How you go in from the street, how you go out from the street. The street is an example. The whole wide world. The big street, the big picture, the big globe. You know?
So most of the globe is uninhabited. People don't live in the streets. That's what's called a makom ptur. So when the Torah talks about the Asa, what it really means, not from the street into the house, it means from a makom ptur into a makom chiyuv. The house is chayav and the street is potter. If I construct for you a situation where you have an inside room, deep inside, which is potter, and then you have we'll call it a walk-in closet, and a bedroom, which is chayav, because it's the right size, well then the bia would be from the closet into the bedroom. It's isha halacha. We don't measure things by the street. We measure by the halacha. From makom ptur to makom chiyuv, that's considered to be the bia. And from makom chiyuv to makom ptur, it's considered to be the yitzia, whether it means to the street or whether it means into a little walk-in closet. I think that's what Reb Chaim means over there. Now, that makes clearer to me what he's driving at. I believe so. This is how we understand the key. They got to give up so bit fairish. They got so bad, we couldn't believe it. Outside into the street from the walk-in closet. Trap door. I can't believe that. That's not how I read it. In any event, let's now turn our attention to the main topic of it today, which is the Heker Tzir, which is referred to over here in the Shulchan Gemorah, which is the Gemara on the Flamet Gimel of Aleph, Halacha HaHeker Tzir. And the most important text is in the Mordechai. This is also an important text. But it's Halacha HaHeker Tzir, the Shulchan Gemorah, which is a Chiddush, that if there's a Mokum Chiyuv and Mokum Ptur, listen very carefully, both indoors, not the street on the street. But the Makachiyah and Makachiyah are both indoors that you put on the right side from the source of the Chiyah and you disregard Heketir. So when it says Allah Heketir, it means in all cases. In some cases, but not all cases. Everyone with me so far?
No.
So for argument's sake, if I have a... Here we go. Right over here. This is the Mezuzah. If you follow the Heketir, it should be going out. Correct? Because the door opens out. So based upon this halakha of the Givorim, it's on the right side going in. Why? Let's assume for argument that that's potter, not dalet. That's a little stairwell, whatever you want. It's not dalet, I'm straight ahead. Right? That's potter. Let's assume for the moment. And the best medish will assume it's chayef. both assumptions are questionable. That could be chayef, could be potter. But that's what we're assuming for the moment. That's what we put the assume that way. So therefore, it's going in despite the fact that it's going out. That's a shulchan gemorah. Shine. Everybody got it straight? Halacha lemaaseh. This is right there. Halacha lemaaseh. We're not moving it. Okay. That although the door opens out, as you follow Heker Tzir, and that was the all-powerful, controlling criterion, the Mezuzah should be on the right side going out. So you see, so the Gemara was not. Heker Tzir is a limited principle. There are more powerful principles. One of them being, from Mokom Tzur to Mokom Chiyuv, you go on the right side of Mokom Chiyuv, and assume the Beis Medrash is Chayim, and it's there, well, it's Tzur. That's why the Mezuzah is on the right side. Going into the Beis Medrash. Is that clear? Kavachayimer, if you're going from the street, if you go from the street, the front door opens out. Many public buildings are like a fire code. The front door opens out. So what do you do? Put the front foot open out. There's no one in the world, Rabbi Sai. There's no one in the world, I emphasize. La'ona adam me'olam. If you have a street and you're going into a building and the door opens out, that the building should be on the right side going out, la'ona adam me'olam. Now, why I emphasize, what am I screaming for? Because in this case, I cannot say that. In this door, I cannot honestly say, hello, Omar, Ozum, and Olam, that the Mezuzah shouldn't be going out. I'll tell you a story. For many years, I taught a class in Stern College. I had a big class, many, many students, and they put me in a room on the fourth floor, which had a very large capacity, and it had double doors. Two doors, you know? And very often, these double doors open out. And one time, Hilchus Mezuzah was the student there. He said, yeah, Hilchus Mezuzah, and it is Hilchus Mezuzah that if you go from one room to another, so it has to be going in the zero element which way the door is open. So some student raises his hand and says, excuse me, just look at the mezuzah on this door. So look at the mezuzah door, sure enough, it's going out. Why is the mezuzah going out? I found out that among the students, among the teachers of Torah, was a very famous man. Once he spoke even here in camp. He recently started Shabbos in my community. His name, Rabbi Alter Ben Sion Metzger, Shlita. He spent many years in this camp, as a matter of fact, the Rebbe, in the early years of the camp. He is a Lubavitcher Chassid. The Chovas Adah quotes from the Adam Lubavitch, who says they have a Messiah Lubavitch going up to the, but I think the Rashab, Ulamala Bakodesh, that's how it's phrased, that you always follow Hekir Tzir as long as you're indoors. It was even the Lubavitch has conceived that the Hekir Tzir is from the street into the inside, that you disregard it. You have to go, we have going into the street into the house. But in a situation such as this, if you, if it's a Gandhi Israel, then the mezuzah would have to be the opposite side, going that way, because of Hekesir. Yes? There's no Hekesir in the flash. There's not a factor. Okay, so the Lubavitch is noch alta das yochid. I don't know. Do we have a Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Hilchos Mezuzah? I don't think we have that. So then they don't quote it. So okay, fine. So let's leave out that sheet. That sheet is a daf yochid lachora, although may have a basis even in what we'll call misnagdish shesvara. But for the moment, I only saw the Chovas Adar from the Adam Lubavitch going back a number of generations. Fine. Now, with this, all this in mind, we have to turn to the critical text of the Mordechai. You have to go over this so well. This is the source. All these things, everything comes from here. This is on the Ma'am Bekarim. Tough, Kuf Samach Aleph. We have to read it together very carefully. Mamish. Every word. The Omeri. Page Chesem and Aleph, column 1. About a third of the way down. Middle of the line. Omeri. Dafka ben Gabriel and Nashi Shishneim Ikar. Someone told me today that in the Machon bunk, they got scared. Somebody said, I have a case in the bunk of ben Gabriel and Nashi. So they put women in the bunk. I thought it was greater than Chas Vesholim. But he meant, and I think there were some boys in that bunk. I think there's some in the back or the front. Where is it? The front? Had it two sides to the bunk. There's a certain person between them. And it's mamish. How can you distinguish between one and the other? And they put the mezuzah in the middle of the bunk on the right side, going for one way. I quipped, because I meant only as a joke, that was on the right side from the side which has the kol bachrim, and the side which has the bachon bachrim. It was a poshet. That was a quip. One of the reasons is the quip, because when they put the mezuzah there long before we ever had any Jewish regulars into that facility. But I don't know what the basis is. I just don't know. I haven't been in there. It's one of those toss-ups. Right? What does God say? What is the toss-up? There's absolutely no tiebreakers, we call it in our parlance. All the criteria is exactly 50-50. What do you do? Then we'll come to that later. But that's what the question's raised to me. This is not a case we have here, presumably here in camp. Let's go on. Right. So he says it's followed. Usnaim Sukham Ashitarabin. You have two doors, two rooms. Listen carefully. Usnaim Ikar, which means they use the same amount, and both have equal access to the street. Mamish a tie. You have a tie. What do? You follow the heck it's here. Avali Bayez Lecheder Ola Aliyah. The Ikar Tashmisho Umotso Umovo. Me Bayez Lecheder. Lo Adlina Bosa Heketir. Ali Anichenu Becheder Gutsarko Osri. Ulo Hokinoka Mibay Gabra Dinash.
We'll come back in a minute. The chayim atosi. Afilu echad pasuach l'shusarabim. The echad ein pasuach l'shusarabim. Kevan the ikar atashmish knisa v'yitzir derech shav. Lo mashkechina v'heketzir. End quote. This is such a difficult passage. The Chazanish is magia. They can't read it. The big question is, the big fight within the Mordechai is, what is the case? This Cheder Aliyah, is there an additional secondary entrance? Or is there not? Let me explain. We said before that Heker Tzir is a tiebreaker. Let's go with that assumption. Against the Lubavitcher. Heker Tzir is a tiebreaker. It only breaks the tie. There's no other way. No other criteria. We're much stuck that Heker Tzir breaks the tie. But there could be, the post can say, four previous criteria. Four, not less. Only the fifth criteria is Heker Tzir. What are the four? One in the sphere that happens. That even Lubavitch has agreed that wins the day over Heker Tzir. According to Lubavitch, Heker Tzir is number two. Everyone else puts it at number five. What are the other three intervening? So number one, who we called before, Mi Ptur Lechiv, from the stairwell to the Beit Medrash. The two men talked to this guy about small and big. So, Poshit, Mi Ptur Lechiv. But now on both sides, we have criterion three and four, which the Poshit can all talk about, and it's a big fight. Which is three and which is four? I mean, this is non-Lubavitch. Lubavitch has, they put everything, they put five and two. Let's see that out. It's not them or not different chassidim. Leave out the Mishnah of Lubavitch. And the two criteria are called as follows in the Lashon of the Poskim. Rov Tashmisho, or Ika Tashmisho, and Rov Hirucho, or Ika Hirucho. Listen very carefully. Rov Tashmisho is easy to define. People use it more. You know, in your house, in the city, there's some rooms that are used more, and some rooms that are used less. Some rooms are mostly empty, and some rooms are mostly full. It's the reality. People just occupy rooms differently. That is criterion, certainly a criterion. But what does Rov Hirucho mean? Rov Hirucho means, look, if it's only if it's a row house, from the door into room A, into room B, into room C, into room D. There's no Rov Hirucho. It's only Chitzon and Pnimi. You're going from the street into A, into B, into C, into D, and back from D into C, into B, into A. There's only one way in, one way out. Simple. The old apartments are very simple. No problem. There's no Rov. It's 100% going in this way, going out that way. But people now have different situations. Different situations where things are, you know, I live in a plain apartment, and a simple apartment. There's no silence in my house, which way the mezuzah goes. It's obvious. Everything is just going here. But I'm told that even in Riverdale apartments, I'm not discussing fancier locations, you have a situation, and certainly in many private homes, you have a situation where there are two doors. And in fact, this could be even if there's only one door. An apartment, only one door. One door. But you have a situation where there's a kitchen, dining room, living room. And you can go around in a circle. You can go this way, clockwise. You can go counterclockwise. I think that should be pretty clear. It's not so fancy. You know what I'm saying? I'll be having a yeshiva problem. We're very mafra in yeshiva. They don't want to make any silence of people. They'll have that. But I think even the apartments, I don't know, certainly Riverdale, I've seen it, where you can go into the house, you know, and there's a kitchen, there's a living room here, there's a kitchen there, there's a dining room there, and you can go around in circles, go around to go on this way. So you have a concept of Rov Hirucho, which we're measured by when you walk through the front door. California is a back door, there's all California, you go from the back, they go to the front door. It comes to the garage door, and you park your car, you go from the garage, you go from the back, and you go from the front, you go from the side, you know, the more doors, it makes it even more levitic with this Rov Hirucho story. But I want to discuss with you, assuming that we know where 1, 2, and 5 are properly placed.
One is in the street into the house. Two is the makom p'tur, the makom chiyuv, when that's relevant. And five, in last place, is heker tzir. But there's many, many cases where there are criteria 3 and 4, namely Rovi Lupa, Rov Tashmisho, if they're both pointing in the same direction. So the question is moot. But you can have many cases where the Rovi Lupa points one way, and Rov Tashmisho points another way. Who wins? This is a very important question which is discussed by the Pesukim. Who wins? So I have to tell you, this question being a very critical question, largely depends on how you read the Mordechai. What does the word Ikar mean? So, the positive shot that I read the Mordechai is the word Ikar, which finds it's found more than once. The word Ikar has reference to everything. Kevin, look at the last line. Kevin, the Ikar Tashmish Knitzavi Yitzir. There are some. I understood that to mean Rovi Luko. The last line. I understood that word to mean Rovi Luko. Ikar Tashmish Knitzavi Yitzir. That the majority of the time you go in that way. That's how I read it. And earlier, when the word Ikar appears a little before, two lines before that, it says, the Ikar Tashmisho, Umo So, Umo Vo, we buy it for some. I meant it to mean Ikar Tashmisho and Ikar Mo So, Umo Vo. So I meant it to mean this problem. That in the first case of Osai, you had two Ikars going in the same direction. And the Ikar, what we call Rovi Lucho, and the Ikar Rov Tashmisho, all pointing in the same direction, to the right. And the Heker Tzir in the opposite direction. Says the Mordechai, forget it. Heker Tzir loses hands down. Heker Tzir against this coalition of Rov Tashmisho and Rovi Lucho doesn't stand a chance. That's the first statement of the Mordechai, the way I read it. And I've explained to you that although, were it not for the word Ikar, one could have understood that the Cheder or Aliyah have no other way out. I'm understanding it differently. There's another way out? Because if there's no other way out, you can't talk about an Ikar. You can't talk about an Ikar Motso Bogo. That's called Motso Bogo. There's no other way out of the room. The only going this way can't be the other way. The fact that he talks about Ikar, and if I understand correctly that Ikar refers to both Tashmisho and Motso Bogo, there must be some other way out. Either another way out to the street, another way out to another room. That's how I understood it. That was the first half of the motto. And the last, Afilu. That's a bigger chiddush. A bigger chiddush, I've heard. Look carefully. What is a bigger chiddush? You're not saying a tremendous chiddush. What is a chiddush? Afilu echad pasuk l'shitarabin. The echad ein pasuk l'shitarab. But I add, it's pasuk somewhere else. It goes out to the backyard. And on a rare occasion, you go into the house through the backyard. If I'm not mistaken, I was just in a house where on Shabbos, they left the back door open. Ooh, the front door open. So on Shabbos, they're going through the back door. They figured, who's the girl that they got? I don't know if I can look at the back door. They figured, okay. So, yeah, the case. But you usually go through the front door. I'm just getting a case of fear, you know. Fine. I guess I can tell you a secret now. When I grew up, we always put the back door open. When I had to walk in and all out, they went through the back door. So that's usually the front door open too. But that's a different smooth. We weren't a very security conscious family. There wasn't that much to take in any event. But in any event, let's take a sidetrack. So what does it say over here? So I'm learning Pshat as follows. Came in the eager attached mishknitz of Yitzir Derechshom Lamashkechina Bekatzir. That Rov Hilucho, so I read this. Rov Hilucho beats out Heker Tzir. I want to make the following deal. Why did the Mordechai say that Rov Tashmisho by itself beats out Heker Tzir? We are reading before basically Afilu, the original case had both criteria. It was Rov Hilucho and Rov Tashmisho in one direction. And now it's tied up with this Yiddish that even if it's only Rov Hilucho in one direction, the Tashmisho could be equal. Still beats out Heker Tzir. So my read of this tells you the following. This is the only way I read it. That if if it would talk about Rav Tashmiso beating Hekatsir, it would be less of a chiddush. He's going to be the biggest chiddush afilu. The biggest chiddush afilu that Rav Yiluch alone beats out Hekatsir. Doesn't tell you that Rav Tashmiso beats out Hekatsir, because that's less of a chiddush. Now, what could they forget? Adram. Maybe Hekatsir in fact beats out Rav Tashmiso. Adram of the Adram. That can't be. Because in the Reisha, in the first day of the Mordechai said that only Shneim Ika Usneim Sukim Lishusarabim, you follow Hekatsir. So therefore clearly the only time Hekatsir makes a difference, the criteria is 3 and 4 are both even. That's possibility of the superjudice says. So the bottom line comes out according to me, Rabbi Osai, that Rav Tashmiso is more significant than Rav Yiluch. And I want to explain to you why it's so. Why it's so. Because what's Takav Shat Rav Yiluch? Understand, outside to inside, keep us to Pnimi. But once you're walking around and around, what's the difference? You're walking 60% this way and 40% that way. What's the difference? I'm in the dyke to the lust of the Mordechai. The Mordechai doesn't talk about Yiluchu Iker as an independent criteria. He keeps referring to Iker Tashmish needs to be a Tia Derech Shah. Or Iker Tashmisha Umo Tzah Umo Vol Vibayat Vashah. It seems to me that the Mordechai also follows. And once there's more than one way in and out, the criterion of Panimi doesn't exist anymore. Panimi is 100% Panimi. For those who think it's majority Panimi, that's the thing. You go around and around. It's not Panimi anymore. But, Rabbi Shai, we have a principle of, you know, how do we say it? Hask and Aspach of a Prozer is the kind of the Traklin. Which means that the Traklin is more important than the Prozer. You walk from through room A into room B, to be as much as... If you're walking through A into B, the rules, barring any other consideration, B is considered the Mokhash. Of course, B is less than $1, B is whatever it may be. But if everything else is equal, you're walking through A into B, and they both use equal amount of time, the fact that you're walking through A is straight through A into B, makes B to be more cautious. Ooh, that's attractive. You're going to go, ooh. Because the Rav Yiluch, according to the Mordechai, is not a function of Panimi. But rather, the fact that he goes most of the time through A into B makes B more chashuv, and that warrants that the mezuzah be put on the right side going into B. Now, that's why we're in point of fact. The Tashmish is equal. They live in room A, they live in room B, it's hard to break the tie. The fact that you're trapped into A into B, break the tie, B is considered to be more chashuv. But if you live more in A, reality, in real life, most of the family's time is spent in room A. But just the way the architecture works out, you change to room A into room B. So it doesn't make a difference. Room A is the Iker. Because the only reason to consider A less significant than B is because since you're tracing through it, it's less significant, so therefore B is more important. That's not a strong criteria. Much more important criteria is where you live in real life. If the family spends most of their time in room A, so you have to then the Rav Tashmiso beats out Rav Yiluchu, and you have to have the mezuzah going from room B into room A, despite the fact that the majority of the time you're walking through room A into room B. Oh. However, one can interpret differently. One can interpret as a word that Rav Yiluchu Rabotai is a subset of Pnimi. Pnimi is called Yiluchu, and you have a concept called Ruvo Kukulo. So Rav Yiluchu is a somewhat watered-down version of Pnimi. And if you look carefully, you will see this svara in some of the poskim, the Chovas Adaradit, in Perek Chet, Chelek Aleph, Sif, Cotton, Vot, quoted from the Gedulei Hekdesh, and the Mikvash Ma'at, and all the Kadosh Rabbanan of Das Kedoshim. If that's the case, it makes more sense to say that Rav Yiluchu wins. Because you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 3 is not really 3. 3 is really 2A. It's a subset of 2, because 2 is really called Yiluchu, Pnimi, and
Sviyas Rabbi Lucha. So next one says that they're already latching onto a pre-existing criteria, which is more significant. Panimi, the Rabbi Lucha is like Panimi. So beat that, Rabbi Tashmisha. That seems to be the machlok of Sahaloch. How do we pass it? And so the Chomer Sadar says that the Daf Kedoshim on top and the Mikdash Mahat say that Rabbi Lucha wins. However, it's simply not true. I look it up. In the Daf Kedoshim and Endos of Kotni and Aleph, he says the other way around, that Rav Tashmisha wins. And since I read the Mordechai that way, on my own, and you can argue with me, and the person is Chazal Shemagia, and you can argue with many different schools, I would be noted to say that Rav Tashmisha wins. Kena Yanira Lee. That's how I would understand it. However, the base mayor understood the Mordechai to say that the referring to a Cheder and Aliyah that have no other way out. They are Pneumian. And they are Pneumian. And Abba P. Kane, the base mayor, said that you follow Rav Tashmisha. That Rav Tashmisha beats out Pneumi. That's a very big Kiddush. Look at the Parsha Sedura. This man, hey, he also seems to read it in that direction. That's a big Kiddush. The big Kiddush. The Rav Tashmisha beats out Pneumi. So going from the street into room A, into room B. That's the only way to go. And I use B more than A. I put the mezuzah from B going out on the right into A. Too late for it. But that's what the Beis Meir says, and I can't blame it. If the Mordechai is to be read, and the Cheder Aliyah have no other way out, that emerges clearly from the Mordechai. Only thing is that I claim not that way. I use the word Iker, I think Iker modifies the Moto and the Movo and the Kvis and the Tzir as well, but one can read it differently. So the Beis Meir read it differently, yes?
Now, Rav Tashmisha, does Rav Tashmisha refer to
the
amount of time spent in music or the importance of the action?
Very good. The two most important actions in a house are? Come on, guys. You got it. Sleeping and eating. It's not quite the first direction. He talks about it. What is the machasira now? It's the machasira in Arabic. What is Malka Pita, Malka Lina? This is very, that's already, to me, that's a tremendous difference. He's a bedroom or a dining room. Yeah, but the pastor says that Malcolm Peter must be living there two different houses. Not that they had an apartment with two rooms, a bedroom, and they dwell as across the street or down the block or down the... That's the pastor. They don't... Not to me, that's going to say that for Malcolm Peter is Gorin. It could have not communists in many areas, which are not going to be so... not so partial. Maybe. Right. Okay, so now, so what is Tabir suggesting now? That the most important rule of the local advice is where you eat, not where you learn, not where you sleep, not where you, whatever you do, eat. A good Jewish tradition. Welcome, peace to garden. So they'll come out that this is just, so then, it's in a way, so now how you want to learn. So we only count eating? That's it. Only eating, that's what counts. Nothing else counts at all, you say. So, in measuring majority, minority, if you have a dying will always win. Because I eat there. I only eat, I spent 20 minutes staying in that room. I eat breakfast, lunch, I eat out. It's a half an hour. I eat breakfast in 5 minutes, and lunch and supper 20 minutes. I'm only at 20 minutes a day, and the rest of the day I'm sleeping here, and I'm walking there, and I'm there. Doesn't matter, only eating with. Then you're right. I'm not saying that talks about this very point. We'll have to go into it for tomorrow. I want to make one more nakuda now. One more nakuda.
Yes.
Right, that's the case, but that's true. That's the talk with respect to a private sleeping quarters and a public eating quarters. We're discussing here private, everything's private, I and it's all private. I'm in a private house, so that's correct. But that's not only it's relevant to this particular discussion. I just want to make one more half an akuda if this base mayor is right. If the base mayor is right, so we can discuss another reason why you should put your mezuzah from the enclosed backyard into the house. We were talking about it yesterday, the day before. So now you're saying, even though it's Panimim, and even if it's Bichayim, it was as though you follow the Rove Tashmish. Then he adds a twist. Lashon B'nei Adam. Interesting. People say, I'm going out into the yard, I'm going in into the house. Fascinating. This is of course the basic male. Lashon B'nei Adam should play a role. And there's a big question about the terraces and the porch. You're not going to go into what you already spoke about it before. I still owe you a little bit about this that lunch with the eating and other criteria, but I'd like you to do me a favor. Read the Mordechai carefully and see if you agree with me or disagree with me and chat what he said.